#Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. User journey for a product owner. Leveraging generative AI in B2C context. In this stage, we will delve into the foundational concepts of generative AI. As we navigate through this content, you will gain a clear understanding of what generative AI is, how it differs from other forms of artificial intelligence, and its crucial role in product development. This knowledge is particularly vital as you transition into your new role, equipping you to leverage generative AI effectively in your B2C initiatives. #Main content. Let's begin with the first topic. Definition of generative AI. Generative AI refers to a class of artificial intelligence algorithms that can generate new content or data that resembles existing datasets. Unlike traditional AI, which often focuses on classification or prediction, generative AI creates something new. Whether that be text, images, music, or even code. For example, think of how a generative AI model can create a unique piece of artwork based on its training from thousands of existing paintings. This ability to produce original content opens up innovative pathways for product development. Additionally, generative AI is used in creating realistic virtual environments for video games or even generating personalized marketing content, illustrating its versatility across various domains. Next, we'll explore types of generative models. There are several key types, including generative adversarial networks, or GANs, and variational autoencoders, or VAEs. GANs consist of two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator, that work against each other, which drives the generator to produce increasingly realistic content. For example, GANs can be used to generate high-resolution images of people who do not exist, making them useful for applications in fashion or gaming. VAEs, on the other hand, focus on encoding data into a latent space, allowing for the generation of new data points that share the characteristics of the original dataset. For instance, VAEs can be employed to create variations of product designs based on historical data. Understanding these models is essential for product owners as they provide insight into how generative AI can be applied creatively in your products. Now, let's discuss key terminology. Familiarizing yourself with terms like latent space, training data, and overfitting is vital for understanding generative AI. Latent space refers to the compressed representation of input data that the model learns during training. Training data is the dataset used to teach the model, and overfitting occurs when a model learns too much detail from its training data, causing it to perform poorly on new, unseen data. Additionally, understanding terms like prompt engineering, which refers to the art of crafting inputs that guide the AI to produce desired outputs, can greatly enhance your ability to interact with generative models. Knowing these terms will empower you to communicate effectively with your tech teams and stakeholders. Finally, we'll examine the role of AI in product development. Generative AI can significantly enhance the product lifecycle by streamlining ideation, prototyping, and testing phases. For instance, during the ideation phase, generative AI can analyze current market trends and user preferences to suggest innovative product features, such as personalized recommendations in e-commerce. In prototyping, it can rapidly generate design variations, allowing for quicker iterations. As seen in platforms that use AI to create multiple design prototypes based on user feedback, this capability not only accelerates the development process but also ensures that products align more closely with consumer needs and desires. Moreover, during the testing phase, generative AI can simulate user interactions with products to identify potential issues before Launch. #conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, it's clear that understanding the fundamentals of generative AI is crucial for you as a product owner. The ability to differentiate between generative AI and other forms, comprehend the types of generative models, and grasp key terminology will lay a strong foundation for utilizing this technology effectively in your B2C strategies. #reflection questions. 1. How do you envision generative AI transforming your current product development processes? 2. Which generative model do you think could be most beneficial for your upcoming projects? And why? 3. How can the key terminology associated with generative AI enhance your communication with your team and stakeholders? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of generative AI fundamentals. In our next stage, we will delve deeper into practical applications and strategies for leveraging these concepts effectively.